BBC News.
And the news was read by Alan Smith. Next tonight on Radio 4, Susan Kalman joins the regulars for I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. We've comedy every weeknight at this time, and on Friday evening we'll be getting a dose of topical satire from the Dead Ringers team. BBC One may be having cake-based drama at the moment, but our Friday night comedy definitely doesn't have a soggy bottom.
Welcome to the Great British Innuendo. Our contestants have had their hands full all day, giving their double meanings a good old squeeze. So, without further ado, let's give you one.
We'll start with Roger, a greengrocer from Ramsgate.
I've got a nice pair of plums.
The inimitable Dead Ringers on Friday evening at 6:30 here on BBC Radio 4.
We present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to the city of Sheffield in the fine county of South Yorkshire. While the legendary figure Robin Hood is traditionally associated with Nottingham, some historians now believe he was actually Robin of Locksley, who was born here in Sheffield. So, when the 2010 movie was made with Russell Crowe, he was unsure which accent to assume for his character, eventually choosing to go with an Irish Pakistani from New Zealand. Now, Yorkshire is famous for its stately homes, with many being landscaped by Capability Brown. It was Brown who devised the feature known as a ha-ha wall, a recessed design element that creates a vertical barrier while preserving the views. But when Capability Brown proposed that Castle Howard should have a ha-ha in the front lawn, a ha-ha on the west approach, and a ha-ha in the north meadow, the Earl of Carlisle asked him, "Are you having a laugh?" With Sheffield's reputation for fine steel products, it was inevitable that producers would sponsor local sports teams. However, when the Sheffield Tigers rugby team won sponsorship from Gillette, the players were unhappy that when they bent over in the scrum, a logo was revealed on the back of their shorts, which read, "The best a man can get." The former Liberal Democrat leader, Nick Clegg, is MP for the Sheffield Hallam constituency. That's popular, is he? Clegg recently admitted trying cannabis at Cambridge University in the 1980s, but he said he didn't like it as it impaired his thinking and decision-making. Experts say they can't tell when this is likely to wear off. From the Middle Ages onwards, Sheffield has been famous for its iron and steelworking. Wrought iron was beaten with mallets to form wheel rims and other pieces for horse-drawn carriages. But they're not alone in needing to be hammered before they're put on a stage. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Susan Kalman. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever wonderful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a look at typographical errors. Even the smallest mistake can completely destroy meaning, as Lionel Richie found out to his cost when he penned, "You're once, twice, three times a lay-by." Now, teams, I'd like you to come up with examples of mistyped proverbs where one small mistake has completely altered its meaning. So, Barry, maybe you could start.
Look before you leak.
Tim?
Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we diet.
Susan?
Easy come, easy goat.
Graham?
A thong of beauty is a joy forever.
Neither a borrower nor a bender be.
A watched pet never boils.
Great minds think Alice.
Beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Don't bite the hand that feels you.
The road to Hull is paved with good intentions.
Give a man a fish and you can feel him for a day.
Farting is such sweet sorrow.
The course of True Gove never did run smooth.
You can't get blood out of a scone. Love thine enema.
A hard man is good to find.
It ain't over till the fat lady sinks.
Well, thank you, teams. Time for a music round now, and this is where I ask teams to sing one song to the tune of another. This shouldn't be confused with Yoko Ono's greatest hits album. One song to the tune of a cat being tumble dried. At the piano, we have Colin Sell, and several interested listeners have written in over the years, keen to know what Colin wears for these recordings, often assuming it must be white tie and tails. Well, as I'm sure most of you will have already guessed, it's boxing gloves. We'll start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of Creep by Radiohead to the tune of the Hokey Cokey.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish that I was special. You're so f***ing special. And I'm a creeper weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? Oi!
Thank you, Barry. That should play well at 12:30 on a Saturday. Well, you now, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs to the tune of the Demis Roussos classic Forever and Ever.
It's not very pretty, I tell thee. Walking through town is quite scary. It's not very sensible either. A friend of a friend, he got beaten. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. It never happened to Smeaton. Predict a riot, I predict a riot, I predict a riot. I try to get to my taxi. The man in a tracksuit attacks me. He said that he saw it be for me. Oh, it be for me.
Thank you, Tim. And if you've just joined us at home, welcome to Nervous Breakdowns Live. Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing to the tune of Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Oh, baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. And, baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, oh, baby. Makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that is good for me. Whenever blue teardrops are falling and my emotional stability is leaving me.
And finally, Susan, I'd like you to sing the words of Private Dancer by Tina Turner to the tune of If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz.
All the men come in these places and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer. A dancer for money, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer. A dancer for money, any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live by the sea. And some children, yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces and you don't ask their name.
Well, the next game is called Word for Word. I'm a great collector of words and their different meanings. Only recently on the platform at Rome's Ostiense railway station, I was fascinated to note the Italian no smoking sign. Do not light here. Teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to exchange a series of words while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. You can start exchanging unconnected words. Tim and Susan and Barry and Graham, you'll be trying to spot a connection. So off you go, please, Tim and Susan.
Cantankerous.
Potato.
Morbid.
Stamina.
Crumpet.
Bonkers.
Horseradish.
And Barry is...
Bonkers Horseradish, Sixes Rock Group.
What was their best song, Barry?
Oh, the song was... Give me... Give me your radish, baby, or I'll go bonkers. Anything for your radish, it conquers all my doubts and cares. You make the hairs stand up on my neck. Oh, by hey, give me that old radish, or you'll drive me bonkers. Give me that radish, babe. I'm your man.
No, I'm afraid not, Barry. Back to you, Tim and Susan.
Calligraphy.
Extra.
Trinity.
Latin.
Instinct.
Candidate.
Mandolin.
Graham, this time.
Yes, I know for a fact that Tim was a candidate in the mandolin competition in Huddersfield. He came fourth. Really? He'll probably give us a demonstration of what he played.
Yes.
I came fourth out of three.
So it is true, Tim, it is true. So
it's true.
You've been caught out. Over to you, Graham and Barry.
Thank you. That was my word.
Aardvark.
Window.
Coriander.
Up.
Deft.
Duster.
Exist.
Susan.
I am deft with a duster. Because I have to be, because I can only dust to eye level. And I have been complimented in the past by suitors. Because when I invite people round to my house for a date, I show them my dusting. Because I think if you have a clean house, it means you're an attractive lover. So I'm deft with a duster. Do you know, a clean person is always a better lover than a dirty, but not like... not like that. So I'm deft with a duster.
You're deft with a duster? Well, fair enough. There's you've spotted a link there, and I buy that. So back over to you, Tim and Susan.
Allegory.
Cowboy.
Mollycoddle.
Spider.
Well, Barry has...
children's book.
What's that?
In the 50s, we did it with our kids. Mollycoddle and the Spider.
Your kids would have been about 40 then.
They had a love of all things childish, Jack.
However, I take it from you that that is a genuine book. So
yes,
back to Barry and Graham.
Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
That was my word.
Me?
Yeah.
That was mine.
Robust.
Forensic.
Bag.
Garrote.
Partridge.
Jurassic.
Parkin.
Hesitation.
Tim, your challenge is incorrect. Obviously, it comes from a different game altogether. However, the audience enjoyed it so much. Extra points to Tim. So and the gong has just sounded, which means that that is the end of Word for Word. What a shame. Now to a round called Specialist Greetings Cards. The British greeting card industry is estimated to be worth £100 million a year, and that's just in birthday fivers for light-fingered postmen. Teams, I'd like you to come up with special occasion rhymes and messages for events not currently catered for by today's greetings card companies. So you could start, please. Susan.
This is a card on becoming Liberal Democrat leader. We send congratulations, which are warm and hearty. Now you can go and celebrate with a very small party.
Barry.
On the occasion of your rhinoplasty, you're getting a new nose to replace the ugly one that's on your face. You broke it falling off your bike. Now you can pick the one you like.
Graham?
Yes, on getting food poisoning. You were caught short at the theatre. I bet that spoiled your fun. And now, just like the mousetrap, you're going to run and run.
On passing the cycling proficiency test. You passed your cycling proficiency test, and now you're entitled to ride like the rest. You've finally achieved the technical requirement to jump red lights and ride on the pavement.
This one's, it's quite niche, but it's actually from personal experience. It's about wanting to squeeze someone's blackhead. Can I squeeze your blackhead? It's the thing I think of most. I know I sound quite forward, given you just deliver my post.
The
is one on writing yet another sequel to 50 Shades of Grey. Oh dear, what can the matter be? You've produced the new Lady Chatterley. Why not take something up like Philately? Save us from reading this crap.
This is rather touching. On the death of a hamster, your dearest pet has passed away. In prayer we all must kneel for poor little Hammy the hamster, who fell asleep at the wheel.
There's one on being charged with indecent exposure. You've been naughty again, at least that's the buzz, and now you've been caught and picked up by the fuzz. You've gone and done what you shouldn't have ought, but still it'll never stand up in court.
Congratulations on your promotion. They picked you for promotion. You're a diamond amongst the dross, and living proof that working hard is not as effective as sleeping with the boss.
On being infested with greenfly. You've greenfly on your rose bush and black spot on your dahlia. Let's hope you don't get mildew upon your genitalia.
Our next round combines the intellectual dynamism of a dinner party at Melvyn Bragg's house with the sheer tedium of a dinner party at Melvyn Bragg's house. In this game, I'll be asking the teams to take it in turns to improvise the letters sent between two famous figures, with two players providing one word each at a time. So, Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from Sheffield's own Robin of Loxley, otherwise known as Robin Hood, to Maid Marian, and then Tim and Susan will come up with a reply and so on. So off you go, please, Barry and Graham.
Dear
hunting
today.
So,
I am thinking
of
you
constantly
and
also
frequently
because
I
have
a
thing
about
you
which
is
obvious
when
I
stand
up
before
breakfast.
Now,
look
here.
How
are
you
keeping
these
days?
Because
I
miss
you
and
your
allure.
Yes,
allure.
Why
don't
you
pop
over
to
my
forest?
And
we
could
make
love
together
or
apart
according
to
taste.
Then,
after
that,
we
could
ride
our
horses
together. Although
my
horse
is
old
and
decrepit
and
crumbling,
although
lively.
Whereas
your
horse
is
not
crumbling
or
decrepit
or
lively.
Therefore,
let's
make
a
date
next
Thursday
afternoon
or
evening
to
meet
together
to
have
a
jolly
time
together.
Love,
Robin. Dear.
I
am
keeping
quite
well,
thank
you,
for
your
correspondence.
Which
I
decided
was
very
forward.
But
I
want
to
be
with
you
sometime
in
late
September.
In
the
dirty,
horrible
kitchens
of
the
old
pub,
which
is
called
the
Maiden's
Arms,
because
it's
named
after
a
maiden's
arms.
However,
if
you
want
to
meet
me
in
somewhere
else,
then
I
am
ready
and
willing
and
also
and
comma
feeling
very
open
to
suggestions,
and
I
want
to
see
you
in
immediately.
So,
right
now,
I
want
it
in
writing.
Lots
of
love,
Marion.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of less scary remakes. Now, Graham Garden will be at an advantage here, as he's an expert on poltergeists and recently published a book on the subject, which has been flying off the shelves. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest less scary remakes of some well-known films. So, Graham, you can start, please.
Whatever happened to Baby Bio?
Susan?
The Woman in Blackpool.
Barry?
Rear Wind.
Tim?
Conan the Vegetarian.
I have no idea what you did last summer.
Pan's Labradoodle.
The Witch Lionel Blair Project.
Do look now.
The Nuns of Navarone.
The Texas Chainsaw Manager.
Snacks on a Plane.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the unsaved document of time disappears from the Windows 8 of eternity and the search history of destiny is deleted from the laptop of existence, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself, and our audience in Sheffield, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Susan Kalman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.
And that was a BBC radio comedy production, and Jack and the teams will be back at the same time next week. Rob gets a surprise and Susan takes an important delivery in the Archers after the news. And then the acclaimed ballet and contemporary dancer Sylvie Guillaume reflects on a career which has spanned almost 35 years and tells John Wilson about her final programme of work. Front Row is at 7:15.
The BBC iPlayer radio app. Wherever you are, let BBC iPlayer radio take you to where you want to be. Just plug your headphones into your phone or your tablet, spin the dial on the app to BBC Radio 4 and immerse yourself in one of Radio 4's brilliant dramas.
Two horsemen are indeed approaching the castle. One, coming from Glenallan, is at some distance, but the other, moving swiftly along the Tannanborough Road, is almost upon them.
The BBC iPlayer radio app, for wherever you want to be. Download it now.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. A 14-year-old boy has been given an 11-year sentence for stabbing a teacher in what was described as a racially motivated attack. The boy, who can't be named because of his age, shouted racist insults at Vincent Uzoma during the incident at Dixon's King's Academy in Bradford in June. He could be released on licence in 3 years' time. Speaking outside the court, Detective Superintendent Simon Atkinson from West Yorkshire Police paid tribute to Mr. Uzoma, who's still not returned to teaching.
I hope that today's sentence will give him and his family some closure and allow them to move forward with their lives. Such violent attacks on teaching staff in West Yorkshire are thankfully rare, and police will continue to work closely with schools to ensure they remain safe places for both pupils and staff alike.
Two police officers are to face misconduct hearings over their role in the so-called Plebgate affair, which cost Andrew Mitchell his job in the Cabinet 3 years ago. Detective Sergeant Stuart Hinton and Inspector Ken McHale are accused of gross misconduct and could be sacked if the disciplinary charges are proven. A third officer has already been cleared of misconduct. Two people have been killed in a knife attack at an IKEA store in Sweden. Another person suffered life-threatening injuries. A man's been arrested. A British court has dropped an extradition case against Rwanda's intelligence chief, General Karenzi Karake. He was arrested in London in June on a warrant issued by Spain. General Karake is accused of involvement in reprisal killings after the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The government is to review the application process for European health insurance cards, which allow British travellers to get free healthcare elsewhere in the European Union. Downing Street said it was completely unacceptable that foreign nationals could falsely claim to live in Britain to obtain the cards in order to charge the NHS for treatment in their own countries. BBC News.
Her father was not waiting for her. She saw a tall man standing on the tiny platform.
The sequel to the Pulitzer Prize.